listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the contrast between the real God and the gods we make. I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 32, verses 2, 3, and 4, where we read this. And Aaron said to them, "Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool, and he made a molded calf. Then they said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." Moses went up on Mount Sinai to listen to the Lord and to receive his law for Israel. The people of Israel decided Moses had been gone too long. They wanted to get going to the promised land, and if Moses didn't come down soon enough, they would fashion their own God to lead them. They came to Aaron, the high priest, asking him to make the God they wanted, and he was happy to help, if you could call it help, because it did no good for Israel. First, Aaron took an offering. We read, "Break off the golden earrings and bring them to me." That's what Aaron said. Now, before this, God gave Moses instructions for receiving an offering to fund the building of a holy place for the Lord. That's back in Exodus chapter 25. Aaron made an ungodly imitation of that offering. He took an offering of gold to make an idol, an image to worship in a wrong way. And the people were generous. It says, all the people broke off their golden earrings and brought them to Aaron. It's sad, but true, that sometimes we are more generous with what we will give to idolatry than with what we will give to the things of God. But look at what Aaron did once he had the gold. It says that he fashioned it with an engraving tool. Aaron thought it out. He melted the gold, he molded it, and he fashioned it carefully with an engraving tool. It didn't just happen. Aaron put work into it. Aaron didn't initiate this idolatry, but he put a lot of energy into carrying out that impulse of worshiping an idol instead of the living God. Then, after the idol was made, they said, "This is your God." Now, Aaron did not say that the statue was a god. That was the people who said it. And Aaron apparently agreed with them. Aaron's lack of leadership supported the people's idolatry. When we leave the wisdom of following the true God, we can easily fall for the most foolish things. Someone once said, "In the beginning, God made man in his own image, and man has been returning the favor ever since." In other words, we try to create God. It's common for us to fall into that trap. So, don't fall into the trap of worshiping a God of your own creation. Nothing is more important than letting the Bible tell us who God is instead of shaping our own God in our own mind. Today, you can do the opposite of what Aaron did. You can lead people to the true God, the God of the Bible, instead of a God that's made by man.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.